This is Passport to Texas. A major issue affecting bobwhite quail in southern brushlands and the rolling plains regions of Texas is drought.
Long-term drought. I'm talking in some areas 8, 10, 11 years now of below average rainfall.
Robert Perez is the Upland Game Bird Program leader at Parks and Wildlife. He says the drought is beginning to take its toll on bobwhite.
And it's really caused some declines in the numbers, at least in recent years. And so what we hope is that things can turn around weather-wise. Those areas that are still holding birds, you know, that they'll be able to rebound in those areas. And that's certainly something that we know the species can do.
I asked Robert if there is a threshold at which the birds will not rebound, even if we get relief from the drought.
I think that you can get there at some point, but in Texas, it's just not very likely to happen anytime soon in the big country, because the landowner practices and our traditional land uses in some of these areas just lend themselves to quail if Mother Nature will just cooperate.
Many areas of the state received meaningful rainfall last month. Whether that improves the quail outlook remains to be seen. Meantime, there's another threat to the well-being of this charismatic game bird.
If you're anywhere the east of I-35, then the issue becomes fragmentation.
And that's tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.